This very sprightly music is from the Perth-based new music ensemble Decibel. The piece is called Night Fragments. And this weekend, the group is bringing their music to the stage in a concert dedicated to the practice of animated notation. Now, the performers don't play from a traditional musical score. Instead, they take their cues from pictures or shapes or maybe even a beam of light. And these images will be on display to the audience at the concert they're giving. The concert's called Anime. Claire Nichols takes us inside one of Decibel's rehearsals.
I'm sitting in a lecturer's office at the WA Academy of Performing Arts, and it's pretty crowded in here. I'm squeezed into a seat beside a tired-looking piano, and around me a violist, a cellist, a bassist, a sound technician, and the composer Lindsay Vickery are crammed into whatever corners of the room they can find, rehearsing the new piece With the Fishes. Now, instead of sheet music, the players are all looking at their iPads, and it's not a traditional score they're looking at either. Instead, it's a series of pictures, quotes, and shapes. It's a wild performance and really fascinating to watch. Just when you think there's no rhyme or reason to what the musicians are doing, they'll suddenly stop in unison, that bell sound will chime again, and a new phrase will begin. On the double bass is the leader of the ensemble, Kat Hope.
That was a piece in progress by Lindsay Vickery, who's one of the performers in Decibel as well, called With the Fishes. And it uses our Decibel Score Player, which is this iPad application we made to read graphic notation. So it's a series of composite images, which Lindsay's picked colours out of and inserted colours within and put traditional notation in as well.
It all sounds very confusing, but I'm sure it's going to make more sense as this chat goes on. And before we get into that, just watching you guys play, it wasn't like a traditional string concert. There were bows going up and down the strings instead of across the strings. At one point you were grappling and banging the double bass and I thought you might drop it on the floor. How left of centre is this type of music?
Well, we use a lot of extended techniques in our approach. So one of the great things about graphic notation, which is, I mean, the whole concert's around animated notation, which is this idea of music notation that's somehow in movement. And it's very rarely traditional notation, so the dots on the page. It's usually images and there's some traditional notation in Lindsay's piece, but it kind of enables a whole other language of sound, really, that's not restricted to pitches and rhythms and pulses, but actually a whole range of different textures. And sometimes to get those, you have to do things to your instrument you wouldn't normally do.
Okay, so we're talking about animated notation. In layman's terms, what is it?
Well, it's a relatively new trend, I'd say. It's usually created with and on computers. It uses colour and it uses aspects of what's called graphic notation, which is a practice of notating music with symbols, I'd say, rather than notes. So these can be drawings or blocks of colour. We've got some which are literally moving images as videos and other things which are lights drawing shapes onto the ground. So that's kind of what animated notation is. It's a movement which, I guess, takes graphic notation, which was quite popular in the 1950s, and pulls it into the digital realm, and which means it can be in motion, it can be interactive, it can use chance processes, so change each time you play it. There's a whole range of different opportunities that computers provide to notation that we're exploring in this concert.
What's so wrong with the normal music score?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a normal music score, and Decibel actually play a lot of new normal music, but the theme for this concert is actually this kind of exploration of the potential of this as a notation for contemporary music.
The score could look like a series of colours, it could look like a series of shapes, it could look like a picture, perhaps. How do you then read that score?
Well, there's actually a lot of parameters in traditional notation that we apply to this imagery or this animated notation. And they're things like the higher up in the image it is, the higher up it is in pitch. The darker the colour, the more dense the sound is. These are things that actually as musicians we're trained in traditional notation to, you know, intuit almost. And so they become very important in graphic notation.
For this concert, Anime, you'll be showing the audience what these scores look like. What's that experience like for them?
Well, that's a good question because, I mean, personally as a composer, I don't like to share the notation. I did that very early on in my career and that's all that people seem to talk about, and like we're talking about right now. You know, what does it look like? I don't think we've really discussed how it sounds. So the idea of this concert, I guess, is to hold open, make it transparent, these processes that are going on, and enable the audience to make sense of it, see all these different tools that musicians use today that are usually behind the stand, I guess. I mean, we did it for the first time at a TEDx talk a couple of years ago, and we had an amazing response from people saying, you know, oh, now it makes sense, you know, those sounds, that's where they're coming from, it makes sense to me. So it's a really great opportunity, I guess, for the audience as well as the musicians to explore the potential of these alternative notations.
Now with us is Perth composer Jonathan Mustard. He's composed a special piece for the concert called Primorph, and instead of a series of notes on a staff, Decibel players have been handed an animated video of moving three-dimensional shapes.
Well, I've taken as my basic idea just three very simple forms, a cube, a sphere and a cone. And subjected them to a whole range of distortions over time that the performers have to follow. And I think even though we're starting with these primitive forms, they're in a constant state of morphology, if you like. So that's where the title of the piece comes from.
What does a cube sound like?
Well, it depends which instrument's playing it. I've got the clarinet and bass clarinet playing a cube, but I've also got a cello playing a cube. It doesn't really matter which instrument's playing which in a way, but it does add, you know, a difference from the audience perspective and from the performer's perspective as to, you know, which object to follow and which object they're relating to, which ones are interrelating to each other, and the difference in the way each one is changing over time.
What's the appeal of this kind of scoring for you?
We can have a direct correlation with something that is seen to something which is heard, and there's this organic connection between them, so that performers have to follow these using a number of the parameters of their instrument, etc., etc., in the way that Kat was explaining before. But I guess the other interest for me is that the sound of the piece is going to be quite different each time, although, you know, that the overall form of the piece is going to be the same. The individual interpretation is going to be a little bit different each time. The performers only have a very short time to respond to what it is that they see on the screen. It's not like a scrolling score where you can kind of look ahead and see what's coming up. Because it's a video, they have to respond instantaneously
That's very exciting to interpret works like this because it's like such a movable feast, like you so well described. It's like you're really in the moment and you can't see what's coming. You can't see what you just did. you're kind of intuiting and you can learn it. I mean, it's a fixed piece, so you can learn where the shapes are going to go and how they're going to change, so you can develop a series of approaches. But at the same time, you can never get it exactly. Yeah, you can never know exactly when things are going to happen. So it's very exciting for a performer to be involved in that process.
I'm asking performers to play faster than they can think.
Yeah.
Music makers Cat Hope and Jonathan Mustard there with Claire Nichols, and the Decibel Concert Anime will be bringing its magic to the Perth Institute of Contemporary Arts, that's PICA, this Saturday, the 5th of September. It's a bit like colouring in, isn't it? Sort of colouring in with sound.